This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. WSIU and the Carbondale Public Library will host a free screening of the Oscar-nominated film I Am Not Your Negro this weekend. We thought we'd talk about that film with Father Joseph Brown with SIUC's Africana Studies Department. Father Brown, thanks for coming in.
Jennifer, I was really delighted to be asked to be here.
For people who are not familiar with the film, it's about James Baldwin and the... Well, I guess you could say the history of the civil rights movement, but that's far too broad. Can you tell us a little more?
James Baldwin, in 1979, organized a writing plan to do a memoir based on three of his friends, Medgar Evers, Malcolm X, and Martin Luther King. He only wrote 30 pages of finished text, and Raoul Peck, the Haitian director, found that manuscript and then assembled words and testimony from videos from all of Baldwin's career. And every word you hear in the film is from Baldwin, either from his text, his outline, or his life of giving witness. So it's a powerful moment that this man who was there for so long was able to survive for so long and give witness to so much.
For people who have not lived through that era, who are still studying that era, I hear a lot from young people, why are we still saying this? Why is this still a part of our present instead of something that we have learned to overcome?
In American culture, there is an incredible effort to ignore or disappear the past. We come to America, we are told, and we can forget our past and invent ourselves as brand new people. Well, the Africans on the slave ships were not allowed to do that. In fact, their past was the only thing that gave them comforts because their daily life was a nightmare. And the university, for instance, every university, every school is supposed to teach our young people what is valuable in the past so they can use it, or what is awful in the past so they don't have to repeat it. And as James Baldwin says in this film, the past is not the past. It's in us as our present. And what we're seeing in this country, all over the country, is this eruption like a disease, long dormant, of some of the most vicious, hateful, polarizing actions and policies and behaviors towards attitudes towards other people, the other, the suspicious one, the dangerous one, the threatening one. That was going on in the 1600s with the Puritans and the Native Americans, and it's going on as recently as Charlottesville, Virginia.
Filmmakers a lot of times take historical texts, historical documents, and they want to start a conversation. This seems to me as something that would be a big jumping off point in terms of getting that dialogue going and really getting to what you're talking about.
Driving over here this morning, I listened to a public service announcement on WSIU FM talking about December being Lung Cancer Awareness Month. And I told some people just this past Monday that if you go into the doctor's office and the doctor walks in and says, "I'm very sorry, but you have advanced cancer," the doctor is not a troublemaker. The doctor is giving you a diagnosis of how to work on your health. And the cancer that is racism and oppression and sexism that we're seeing every day and hearing about every day is something inside the body politic. And Baldwin gave witness to this is what's killing us. If we wake up and try to love and heal one another, we just might be able to save our country.
I Am Not Your Negro is airing, is being shown this Sunday, November 19th at 2:30 at Carbondale Public Library. There will be a discussion afterwards as well. When we look at someone like James Baldwin, you mentioned his friends, Medgar Evers, Malcolm X, the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr., the three names are very well known, but James Baldwin is not as well known. Why is that?
I think many of the scholars and historians refuse to deal with James Baldwin because he didn't fit anybody's profile. He self-described himself as a little ugly black boy from Harlem who had a desire to be with men in relationships. And that was a problem with the very conservative civil rights movement. We make mistakes by calling things liberal and conservative without knowing it. This very traditional Christian-based, church-based attitude, and Baldwin was ignored. And he spoke too much hard truth to people who were trying to avoid that truth in order to get jobs.
You can learn more about this and join the discussion by going to the Indie Lens pop-up of I Am Not Your Negro. It's coming up this Sunday, November 19th at 2:30 at the Carbondale Public Library. You can go online to wsiu.org to find more information. Father Joseph Brown with SIUC's Africana Studies Department, thanks so much.
Thank you.